The first persistent tactic is known as the hypnotic triple. As anyone who's tried to memorize a poem or a shopping list knows, repetition tends to sink inside the mind. It's one of the ways that the unconscious acquires new learnings. Now, there are easier ways, but as a rule of thumb, whenever you're presenting a suggestion to someone, you want to create a triple effect, so you layer it in piece after piece over and over again, because that repetition creates reinforcement, which creates the reality at the end. Now, you can use this in conjunction with your hypnotic language, which you've already built in the last CD, in order to create something very elegant. Let's have an example of this in action. Let's say you're a car salesman and you want someone to buy a car. One way to use your language to embed the suggestion of buying the car might be something like, you've seen the car that you want to buy, and before you buy this car, I'd like you to run a few things by you first. And that is to say, to make sure that this is the car that you actually want to buy, because when you walk out of this door with a car, I want to make sure that it's the right choice and that you know that you've chosen the right car to buy today. Would that be okay with you? Notice how many times I've actually induced the idea of buying something, and I've actually used the suggestion of buying this particular car in that very short phrase. And it seems totally reasonable, because it seems that I want to be checking through to make sure that he's making the right choice. The idea, however, still sinks in. It still goes through.